People ask, can I erase my past negative karma by doing good deeds in this life? Now, on the surface, this question and this answer seems simple and logical. But in reality, the truth is very, very deep. And we must go very deep in order to truly understand what karma is about and how what we call so-called positive and negative karma actually works. Let's understand this through a very simple example. Let's take a look at this sponge, which absorbs anything and everything that it touches. Now, if I drop this sponge into this water bottle, the sponge absorbs the clean water. And now, after this, if I take this sponge and then throw it onto a dirty water, it absorbs the dirty water. Now, the sponge does not discriminate. Its nature is to absorb and hold within itself. Similarly, our mind or the subtle body keeps absorbing impressions. Every action at different levels. Action doesn't only mean physical action, that is, you physically have to do something. Even the thought that you're thinking is a kind of action. It is subtle action. It is mental action. And then there are deeper actions that will happen at a tendency level. Now, all of these things constitute karma. Whatever we are doing, the subtle body absorbs it. It simply remembers it. It takes in the impressions of it. And it holds within itself. That is the nature of ego or identity. It holds on to things. Now, again, when we come back to the example of the sponge, when I threw the sponge on the dirty water, it didn't mean that the clean water that was within it somehow vanished. Or when I bring it from the dirty water and then put it into a clean water, it doesn't mean that the dirty water that is within it somehow vanished. It simply holds on to everything that it comes in contact with. So that is how it works. Our subtle body holds on to all impressions. A positive impression need not negate a negative impression that is older. It simply remembers both as a memory. Now, if this is the case, then how can we overcome karma? How can we remove that water from the sponge? Now, generally, there are two ways in which karma can be dissolved. Number one, it's simple. That is what happens for most of us. We come onto this planet to burn karma, to use our karma in order to live our life and basically to empty the karma that we hold within ourselves. This is called prarabdha karma, the part of the karma that we bring to current life so that we can burn it and we can make use of it and empty it down. Now, how does this emptying happen? You know, living a life in this world of Maya is like squeezing a sponge. You know, it literally feels like that sometimes. When things happen in our life and when we go through suffering, it literally feels like we are being squeezed. You know, that is how we can let go of karma, because karma dissolves through action and through various experiences that we experience in this world. Let's say we have a certain kind of a positive karma that we have brought into this world, right? Now, because of which we will experience a certain level of prosperity or health or something else in this present life, through which that karma dissolves itself. And similarly, a negative karma can bring a negative sort of an outcome in our lives. This is a common idea and understanding, and this is actually how karma unfolds as our swabhava, our identity, and our tendencies and our actions and again life experiences through which that karma gets dissolved. But there is a higher way. There is a Vedantic way. This is a way which is recommended for a spiritual seeker, where we can transcend karma altogether, where we can completely move away from karma, disidentify and establish ourselves in that consciousness, in that awareness. Now, how does this work? Maybe the sponge analogy will not work properly for this explanation. It's a little deeper. But imagine that if the sponge recognizes and understands that the sponge is different from the water it holds. The sponge is neither the clean water that it holds within itself, nor the dirty water it holds within itself. It is something beyond its accumulations. Now that is when the sponge is internally free of all accumulations and all attachments. Now that is one way to look at it. When we become conscious and aware that we are not the body and we are not the mind, and we are also not the ego, but we are that consciousness which is beyond all these levels of identifications, then karma has no hold on us because we are beyond karma. Karma only has association to our ego, for our identity, not for who we actually are, not for the infinite consciousness. Nothing can hold on to consciousness. Nothing can affect consciousness. Shankaracharya said this in Aparokshanubhuti. That which you truly are is ever free, untouched by virtue or vice. This is the highest solution. Yes, good deeds purify the mind. They prepare you, but they don't erase the past karma like an eraser on a paper. True freedom comes only when you recognize, I was never the karma to begin with, neither positive nor negative. So the good deeds do not erase your past bad karma. That is not how karma works. But good deeds can purify the mind and it can take you closer and closer to realization. And once that point of realization comes, you detach yourself from both positive, negative and all sorts of karma. And this positive, negative terminology is only for the mind. Actually, there is no positive karma or negative karma. It is just memory and it is just action. And our goal should be simply to detach ourselves from all identifications and accumulations. That detachment in turn gives us everything that we seek and more. That is the paradox.